Yesterday, Apple unveiled the iPhone 16, also a new Apple Watch, among other new toys. With us to talk about all of that, he reviews for CNET, and he leads the personal tech team at CNET, David Katzmeier. David, good morning. Thanks for being with us. So is it enough to get you to buy a new phone, a new iPhone 16?
I guess it depends on how old your current iPhone is. I personally have an iPhone 14. Probably not going to upgrade this cycle, but, you know, if you have an older iPhone, certainly tempting.
Yeah, it's all about artificial intelligence. They're calling it Apple intelligence, aren't they?
Yeah, so that's a convenient abbreviation. It's just like artificial, but they got the Apple branding in there. Basically, they're saying that it's AI for the rest of us. They're touting more personalized features, the ability for, you know, it to predict across different devices and, of course, assist in all the different ways that Apple intelligence or that the AI normally works. It's not ChatGPT. They're being very clear about that. It's, you know, Apple's own thing, even though they do have a partnership with ChatGPT, and they're saying that it's a lot more private than that current AI. We'll see when it rolls out next month and going forward.
What'd they do to the camera? Anything?
So camera hasn't really changed all that much. One of the things they did, though, is add a new button to control the camera. That's actually one of the biggest differences between a 15 and 16. There's a new camera button. It's actually like a capacitive touch thing on the side there, and you can use it to control the shutter. You can slide your finger across it to get zoom, and you can do some other camera feature that's customizable. And, again, one of the bigger differences between the two phones.
So do I have this right? The sales of the iPhone, it's been slumping a bit lately, and is this new redesign supposed to pull them out of that funk?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. One of the things they did this year is they didn't raise the price. So the starting price of the iPhone 16 at $800, the Pro at $1,000, is the same as it was last year when the phones first launched. So that's one thing they did to kind of boost sales a little bit. Of course, they kept the 15 and 14 in line, so you can buy those as well, still for less money. And I think they're kind of counting on this AI to do a little bit of goosing to sales. And I think they're also depending on the fact that people are looking at these phones and saying, you know what, it's a brand new iPhone, I'm going to get it anyway. And that describes a lot of people who are Apple fans.
When is it going to be available?
So pre-orders are starting next week for the iPhone, actually this Friday, for the iPhones themselves. The phones, the new AirPod headphones, and the watches will all go on sale Friday, September 20th.
Yeah, let's talk about the watches because they've got bigger screens, a thinner body. How do you rate these?
So we really think that the watch, the Series 10, which is the new watch starting at $400, is kind of a sleeper hit here. They have faster charging. The screen is larger. It's actually even larger than the Ultra. But there's a big feature on this phone that they're rolling, or sorry, on this watch that they're rolling out, sleep apnea detection. So they have a new sensor that monitors sleeping disturbances, provides notifications. It's pending FDA clearance, but that could be a big draw for some folks for that watch.
What's the new music feature on the watch?
So this is kind of funny. They have a little speaker, the smallest speaker, you know, I can remember, that supposedly now it plays music and podcasts or whatever. So I guess if you lose your headphones or you don't have, you know, a decent speaker system nearby, you can use it. We're betting that it kind of sounds really bad, but, you know, we'll see what it sounds like playing speaker.
As far as charging is concerned with this watch, any better? And for that matter, on that iPhone 16, is it the same as the last model?
So Apple does say that the phone has a bigger battery, but they're not being really specific about how much bigger or more battery life, which read the tea leaves. I don't think it's going to be that much of an improvement. On the watch, they are saying that it does charge faster, which is nice. But again, they're not saying that it has markedly better battery life. So, you know, with Apple, you really have to wait and see when you get these things in our hands and test them over time to see how they perform with battery life. But we're not expecting major revelations from one generation to the next.
You mentioned sleep apnea detection on the Apple Watch. Talk more about that. How is that going to work?
So first off, it's coming soon, and the way that it works, it has a brand new sensor that, you know, again, if you're exhibiting signs of sleep apnea, it can detect breathing, it uses an accelerometer, and possible sleep interruptions, and it'll notify you and, you know, potentially, you know, wake you up, and you can even diagnose potential sleep apnea. We work with Apple's health apps to kind of send notifications out. So, you know, again, we don't expect it to be any sort of substitute disclaimer here for any actual medical advice. Of course, if you think you have sleep apnea, obviously talk to your doctor. Apple say the same thing. And if the approval is not guaranteed yet, but again, this is a feature that could potentially be a real health boon for folks that suffer apnea.
Anything new with the AirPods?
So yeah, there's three new AirPods. I say two because only two are really new. Those are the AirPods 4, they're calling them. Same open-ear design, one available with the noise cancellation there, so like 120, 180 a piece. And then they're also rolling out new AirPod Max, but they're not super new. They're really only new colors, and they have USB-C. Again, they're talking health features, though. So on the AirPods Pro 2, which is kind of their $250 in-ear, like, pro headphones, they're saying that they, again, have this ability to be a hearing aid in this case. So they're saying it's like a medical-grade hearing aid, and Apple's adding hearing protection and a hearing test to these models, too. So we'll see, again, how that tests out. But, again, these kind of health features are new improvements that are being rolled out, again, to these devices.
If that hearing aid feature works as good as it sounds, that could be a game changer, couldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, this is going to be an added feature that's rolling out to the $250 AirPods Pro 2. And, you know, again, you can take a hearing test. You can use it to kind of function as a hearing aid and amplify conversation. And there's especially an audiogram available right on the phone, of course, that'll work there. So we'll see, again, how this works. And it's going to come out in a little bit. Again, like a lot of these features are TBD, and the date hasn't been announced yet. But once it does come out, I think it'll be a pretty strong challenge to the less expensive hearing aids on the market.
They always have all these trade-in deals. I can never understand them. Can you simplify what they're offering?
Unfortunately, I can't. It really depends on the phone you have. It depends on the carrier. It depends on the timing, honestly. Like, a lot of these deals get better as we get further into the holiday buying season, Black Friday, holidays, et cetera. And you know, they touted like an $800 price trade-in, you know, in their presentation. That's kind of best case scenario, you know, if you have a really new phone and you want to upgrade. You know, but there's going to be free iPhone offers depending on the model. I picked up my iPhone 14 last year completely free when I bought, you know, again, an older, quote unquote, older model, you know, with a contract on Verizon. So those kind of deals are going to be all over the place again in the holidays.
It's going to be interesting to see what's next. And if you follow CNET and David Katzmeyer, you'll know before anybody else. David, I appreciate you trying to sum up everything that was announced yesterday. Have a good day.
It was a lot.
Yeah, it was.